Well, this is WADK's Elder Affairs Service, and joining us on the line is AARP Rhode Island's Director of Advocacy and Outreach, Assistant Director Matt Netto. Matt, nice to have you back with us.
Thanks, Bruce. It's great to be here.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, and it is a month out from the election, but about a month until we really see the changes, whatever changes might take place with new legislators and new programs and things. And tell us where you're at and how AARP is getting ready on our behalf.
Yeah. So we
lost you for a second there, Matt.
We've been here in Rhode Island, and we've been busy planning, the different priorities and legislative issues that we want to work on in 2023.
Getting ready for the legislative outreach that AARP Rhode Island is going to be doing. And do you have to get to know new legislators?
Not any of the new ones yet. No, I haven't been so lucky. I know they had an event at the State House this week where they welcomed in all the new representatives. So we're looking forward to meeting them. Some of our volunteers that live in their districts have already started reaching out to them and building that relationship. We feel it's very important to have strong relationships with your local elected representatives, for sure.
Well, no doubt, and we depend on AARP Rhode Island to speak on behalf of those who just don't have that voice. There's one area in particular that I'm interested in hearing you talk about, and that is the area of retirement and retirement savings. And here we are. I mean, it makes total sense. We're great advocates of small business around here and the backbone of industry and so forth and on. But when it comes time to possibly reach the end of the line, it may not be as appealing a prospect, because in small business, oftentimes there is no retirement. I mean, nobody gets a pension anymore, but it's a little difficult. AARP is doing something to level that playing field a little bit. Tell us about that.
Yes, definitely. Thanks for setting that up for me. It's, we, for a couple of years, I think back in 2017, we helped to introduce what was called the Rhode Island Secure Choice Bill, which we now call, the program would be called Rhode Island Savers. And what it is a program like a regular IRA program that would be operated by the state. And it would provide access to that IRA type program to all of the employees throughout the state that do not have access to retirement savings through their employers. And, you know, that's about 40% of Rhode Island private sector workers from the ages 18 to 64 don't have any type of offer for retirement plans through their employers, which equals about 170,000 Rhode Islanders.
So that is a substantial number. So what can be done?
So what can be done is we can pass the Secure Choice Bill, the Rhode Island Savers, and what it would do, like I said, it would be optional for every employee. But if your employer does not offer a retirement savings plan at any point during your employment, you could opt in to the program, the state run IRA program, and you can put in as small or as much as you want of a payroll deduction on a weekly basis and start saving for retirement. And we're seeing more and more with inflation and rising costs that having money saved for retirement, having that little nest egg there is extremely important, not just for the good times, but most importantly for the bad times.
Sure. Have to get the state treasurer involved, though, wouldn't you?
Yes. So Treasurer Magaziner was very supportive of this bill over the past few years. And AARP Rhode Island, we did meet with both of the candidates for general treasurer this year. And, Treasurer-elect Diosa is familiar with the bill, knows what we're doing, and we're looking forward to working with him and trying to get this passed.
So I hear what you're saying, and I think that we're all for it until it gets to the point where it's like, well, okay, who's running this? Now, it seems to me that the model is similar to Obamacare, where you would have a state exchange. Is that kind of the model?
Well, it's like a 529 program type thing. And what it would do was it would set up a retirement savings board here in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. And that board would be consisted of seven people. And that board would work to contract with financial advisors, private sector advisors, to create the array of different investments that would be offered to workers.
Yeah.
And that board would manage it, manage the program. There's some full-time employees that would be there that would run it as well. So it's really there as an option and for any Rhode Islander that would be looking to save for retirement, you know, coming into not just when they're young, but even as they get older. And many people think that it is tied to how small the business is. What we found was 70% of Rhode Island firms that have under 10 employees don't offer retirement savings. About 60% of those companies between 10 and 24 employees don't offer a plan. And that goes, it goes all the way up. And it's not even, while there is some difference in how much you make and whether you have access or education and you have access, it really is across the board. There's 30,000 employees in Rhode Island earning more than $50,000 a year that don't have access to a plan through their employer.
Yeah, you compared it to a 529 plan, and actually Rhode Island's 529 plan is pretty good.
Yeah.
Is there a way to piggyback on that without the extra bureaucracy?
That might be some of the creativity that we need here in Rhode Island, Bruce. I it's not something I've thought about, but it is definitely a concept I think that should be considered for sure.
I mean, the 529 plan, the college bound plan in Rhode Island, has a pretty good reputation. And
yes,
I have to believe that the board, whoever the governing body is of that, has a good reputation as well. I will be quite frank with you, my reaction to another state bureaucracy is not wild-eyed enthusiasm. I'm seeing what's going on with things like, the cannabis board, which hasn't even been formed yet. We're not great at these things, but where we have success, and you mentioned Treasurer Magaziner, unfortunately, he's headed the wrong direction, but he and his predecessor, I guess that would be your Commerce Secretary these days, did a fine job of setting up the college-bound fund in Rhode Island. So we've got some success on our side here. It's kind of a bright prospect. It's optimistic, I think. Not that anybody asked me.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, it's great to get, to have that set up to make sure that people are getting into college and getting their education. But what we're seeing is they're getting out of college, and even with a degree, not all of them have an opportunity to even have a retirement savings program through their work.
Right.
And, what it boils down to is the lack of retirement savings that people have as they grow older. Eventually, they will not be able to survive off whether it's Social Security income alone, and they do end up on the state's tax rolls.
Yes.
And it does inflate our budget. It is a large, one of the largest costs we have here as a state. So the more we can do to get people saving for retirement earlier and thinking about retirement earlier, the better off they're going to be later down the road when they don't have to rely solely on Social Security, which the mean income for Social Security right now in Rhode Island is about $22,393. And the average food, utilities, and healthcare are $29,968. So even to start with, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. It really is. Well, this is something that has to be played out in the fullness of time after the new legislature gets settled and things. Talking with Matt Netto, AARP Rhode Island Assistant Director of Advocacy and Outreach. Another area where AARP has been a strong advocate is in nursing home health and safety, particularly during COVID. And there's some new things to report there.
Yes. So while, everyone's going back in person and, it appears that the pandemic is over to many people, we have many of our members and people that we run into that are still really concerned about it at all times. So One major area, a place where there was trouble with COVID throughout the pandemic were nursing homes. And a part of that trouble was is almost impossible to have effective infection control in a nursing home. The way they were structured, many of them, that, you know, multi people living in one room, usually two, there would be shared bathrooms, congregate showers, and it made it really tough to confine the virus once it got into the building. So, in working with Leading Age Rhode Island and other advocates, we've had the conversation about nursing homes transforming to more single occupancy rooms with private bathrooms. And there was a bill introduced last year that would provide nursing homes 20% more of a higher reimbursement rate for the single room occupancy and private bathrooms that they create. So it incentivizes nursing homes to go down that route. And we think it's a great idea. We look forward to working with the other advocates to hopefully get this passed this year as well.
It sounds promising. And is that possible in some of these facilities?
A lot of them, no. It's going to take a great amount of retrofitting and renovation in order to do it. And that's why nursing homes need to be incentivized, and we need to help them if they have the desire to do that. Yeah. It's better for older Rhode Islanders. It's better for our parents, our grandparents, provide them with more comfortable living, a little more dignity as they age. And live in a nursing home, and we're really hopeful that we can get this done.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people who are just as hopeful that it can get done as well. I think we have just enough time, Matt Netto, to talk about another area that AARP has really raised the awareness, and that's Fraud Watch. There are a lot of people, bad actors, who want to victimize some good people, and AARP is watching out for them and us. So what's the latest?
So the latest here is, we've seen over the years, and we've held teletown halls, and we have many events with the Attorney General highlighting different types of fraud. But what we most recently did was really on the state level, take it into our own hands. And we have formed a Fraud Watch team. It's a team of volunteers with an array of really great expertise in different types of fraud, exploitation, scams. And that team's working to create educational resources. They're going to be working on different types of pieces of legislation to help protect Rhode Islanders. And we're really, really looking forward to making this team highly visible and very effective in 2023. It's newly formed. We just had kind of our first event with the team being formed yesterday when we had a teletown hall with Attorney General Nirona. And it's frightly, it frankly is scary, the level of yes. scams and exploitation that's going on right now. Really what the message is don't think that you're invincible. Always be alert, because scammers are getting smarter and smarter. And it's anyone can fall victim to a scammer.
It's so, so true. And you have to just be super, super cautious. I did 5 minutes on why I will not take part in a paywall. And I'm overcautious, but I do not want to give up my information for the privilege of reading a newspaper.
Bruce,
I am.
Well, you know what? That is after what I learned yesterday, that is very smart. And I'm going to start doing more of that myself. I have an IT expert in the Fraud Watch network team that we have here in Rhode Island, who was talking to us about tracking and the way these websites, they track you and they gather your information to sell your information. And, just some, extensions on your website, on your browser that you could use to help prevent it. Really great tools are out there, but they're not widely known about. So we're hoping to change that.
It's very difficult to understand them.
Yes. I'm learning every day about something new that's happening. One of the more popular ones is gift cards. Everyone's calling you, you're going to turn this off or you owe this. And the quickest way to solve this is go get a gift card and read me the numbers over the phone and we can take care of this problem. if the second that happens, if anyone asks you to go get a gift card, that is a scam 100%. And it's one of the more popular ones right now.
Wow. Great, great advice. And especially this time of the year when everybody is thinking gift cards. So for sure, that is excellent. Well, where can we go to keep up on all of this, Matt Netto?
So AARP.org/RI is our general website. If you're interested in learning more about the Rhode Island Savers program and some survey and data that we've produced, you can go to AARP.org/RI Savers. And you can also always, you know, either Google or go to AARP.org/FraudWatchNetwork.
Fantastic. Always good to talk to you. A lot of information. Thank you very much. All the best for happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year and happy holidays to you as well, Bruce. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
always
Matt.
Great to be here.
Matt Netto from AARP Rhode Island.